Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us again today, beloved, that we might be able to consider and share the Word of God together once again. We're continuing in our study in the book of Matthew as we're considering the Passion Week, the last week of the Lord Jesus walking here upon earth. And the book of Matthew, you recall, is written to the nation of Israel, basically presenting Jesus Christ as King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so the other Gospels are synoptic, that is, Mark and Luke are synoptic Gospels. You recall, they're similar, and they give similar accounts, but each one of them give a little more information than Matthew gives, because Matthew is directed to a specific group of people, just as Luke and Mark are directed to a specific group. And then the Gospel of John reveals the eternality of Jesus Christ and presents him as eternal God in human form. And so we're continuing in our study here in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. So if you have a Bible or New Testament, I trust you can have time to sit down for just a few moments as we again look into the Word of God and consider the truth of God's Word together. Now, if any of you would like to have our outline on our Bible study, then you can write to us and request it. If you do not have a New Testament or a Bible, we'd like to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll send it to you absolutely free and postage paid. And if you do not have that New Testament, all you need to do is write to us. And our mailing address is, and you can address the letter to me, Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, and you can address it to Post Office Box, just capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. That's Post Office Box 825. And then on the next line, you'll put Ignacio. Now, that's the name of the little town near where we live, and it's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio. It's a southern Ute word. They had a chief named Ignacio. And so it's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period. That stands for Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. And so after that, you write the zip code on that same line. And the zip code is 81137-0825. Again, it's 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you'll put United States of America, or capital U period, capital S period, capital A, USA, for United States of America. That's very important, otherwise we may not receive your letter. And the zip code is very important. And so remember, it's Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825. The next line is Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period, and then our zip code 81137-0825. and we do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. Your letters are always a rich blessing and an encouragement to us as we look forward to hearing from you, and it will be our pleasure to put this packet of materials together. We'll also send you some gospel tracts, and we'll send you some other Christian literature. And all of these materials will be sent to you along with our first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. Now, if you've already heard from us, why, let us know that you've already heard from us, but you'd like some additional material, and we'll be delighted to put together some additional materials to send to you to help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, today, once again, we're in Matthew chapter 25 and 24 today, actually, Matthew chapter 24. We're continuing as the disciples have shown Jesus the beautiful temple that Herod built for them and the buildings of the temple. And Jesus has just told them that there will come a day when not one stone will be left upon another of the temple, which literally came to pass in 70 A.D. when Titus the general came in, the Roman general, because of a rebellion by the children of Israel against Rome, and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, and not one stone was left upon another, because the temple caught on fire and the gold ran between the stones, and they literally tore the temple apart to get the gold, and so not one stone was left upon another, verse 1 and 2. And then the Lord was asked questions as they went to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples asked him some questions, and the Lord begins with the last question concerning the end of the world, or actually the end of the age, or this dispensation, which is called the dispensation of the church age, or the dispensation of grace, a period of time in which God's salvation is offered to mankind freely by His grace, His undeserved favor, and it's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in His death, burial, and resurrection, that an individual can be delivered from the bondage of sin, can be brought into the family of God, and made a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it all comes to pass, beloved, by your acknowledging that you're a sinner, understanding that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, that He's seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And if you will ask Him, He will send His Holy Spirit to come into your spirit and to cleanse you from sin and to give you the gift of salvation and eternal life, and to make a new person out of you. Remember again, we've already discussed how that man is a triune being made in the likeness and image of God, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 points out, where the Scripture talks about our whole spirit and soul and body. For our first, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 tells us that God created man in His own image and in His own likeness. And God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And yet our God is one. And it's a glorious mystery, a glorious truth concerning the triunity of Almighty God, the Godhead, and how that God created man in His likeness and in His image with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And the spiritual part of us relates to the spirit world. And, of course, the soul is our personality, and it's what people know us as. It has to do with our mind, our emotions, and our will. And then, of course, the body is that which relates to the environment and to the world that we live in. It's our earth suit, beloved, just like spacemen have to wear a space suit in order to walk around in space, so that their bodies can still live. They have to have oxygen to live by, and so they have to wear a space suit. Well, this body is our earth suit that we wear while walking here upon the earth. But there's coming a day when every person I'm talking to is going to leave their physical body. We call that death, the separation of the soul and spirit from the body. And for the wicked goes into a place of temporary confinement called hell or Hades. It's a place to which every soul and spirit of every individual goes who knows not Jesus Christ as Savior. And whether you believe in hell or not doesn't make any difference. You're going there if you die without having put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and having accepted Him as your Savior. The Lord Jesus Himself, who is God in human form, who came to this earth to reveal God to us in a way that we could comprehend and understand and know Almighty God. He preached more on this subject of hell than any other Bible preacher or any other Bible prophet. Jesus Christ, who is God Himself, knows that hell is real. It's a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, but men, women, boys, and girls who die in their sin go there because they've rejected God's plan of salvation, God's way of redemption, God's way of forgiveness, which is available by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as one's personal Savior. The Bible makes it very clear. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father which is in heaven. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Beloved, the only way of salvation, forgiveness of sin, and eternal life is through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as your Savior, and through inviting Him into your life. I did this many years ago, beloved, over 60 years ago. I invited the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Actually, it's over 65 years ago that I invited the Lord Jesus to come into my heart. I was just a young lad at that time, but He heard my cry. You see, this matter of salvation, even a little child can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and be born into the family of God if they'll open their heart and ask the Lord Jesus to come in. And I well remember that day, many, many years ago, when the Lord Jesus Christ came into my life and forgave me for my sin and gave me the gift of salvation and eternal life. It changed my life, and it is a life-changing experience when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you for your sin. And you can do it right where you are right now, because He's as close as the sound of my voice, the Holy Spirit of God is, who will enter into your life and will give you the gift of salvation. We look forward to hearing from you, and next time, join us again. Till then, good.